Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
When the Philippian jailer cried out, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" he was not given a checklist or a decision card. Rather, Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." This was not a formula which, if the man followed, he would gain salvation. This was a command by Paul for him to cast himself upon the mercy of Christ, whom he had little, if any, knowledge of. How could he believe on him of whom he had not heard? Thus we believe that Paul was given grace to declare unto him the unsearchable riches of Christ. And as the Lord gave him faith, he did indeed believe on Christ. He rejoiced in the joyful sound. The gospel is a joyful sound because it is a declaration of the supremacy of Christ, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The gospel is a joyful sound because it is a manifestation of the complete work of Christ in the salvation of that people, which he has loved with an everlasting love. But we are bound to give thanks alway to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. His choice of a people and his work in their behalf ensures that every one for whom he came into the world to redeem shall obtain the glory to which they are ordained. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. The gospel is a joyful sound because he who tasted death as every man has triumphed over it, arising from the tomb upon the third day, laying aside his grave clothes and clothed in a glory, which he is pleased to share with all of those for whom he came to deliver. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. The sting of death is forever taken away in Christ. The gospel is a joyful sound because he who came into the world to save sinners shall so come again in like fashion as he ascended into the heavens, to gather his purchased possession from every kindred, tribe, and tongue upon the earth. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. To be ever with the Lord is to be found walking in the light of his countenance, that is, before his face. A joyous place indeed for those who have known the joyful sound. Blessed are the souls that hear and know the gospel's joyful sound. Peace shall attend the path they go, and light their steps around. Their joy shall bear their spirits up through their Redeemer's name. His righteousness exalts their hope, nor Satan dares condemn. The Lord said, "Joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." This joy is begun even now in the heart and mind of those sinners who have been granted repentance by the mercy of God, and who believe the gospel because of his grace. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Have you heard that joyful sound?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.